I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
All right, I have a new word for everybody. You ready? We're going to learn a new word today. Well, I mean, it might not be new to you, but it's probably going to be new to a lot of people. You ready? Ghost lighting. Have you heard of ghost lighting, John?
No.
All right. So here we go.
Yes.
Okay. What? Explain.
Well, it's where you talk to somebody and then just ignore them for a long time.
You just don't return calls, don't return texts. You pretend they don't exist.
Correct.
You ghost them, right? You know, instead of doing like the adult thing of talking and saying, hey, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to date you anymore. You're ugly. I don't like the way you smell. Whatever, you know, the things you do when you break up with people, you just ghost them, right?
That's, correct.
Okay. Gaslighting, you know that term, right? Mm-hmm. Gaslighting means to make the other person feel like they're crazy for questioning you, make the other person feel like they're nuts, that you're wrong, that, you know, gaslighting is to, when somebody actually is right, make them feel like they're wrong. Like, it's psychological manipulation.
You do that quite well.
Yeah, no, it's, I do that. I mean, I just have reason on my side. If you feel gaslit, you know, it's because you didn't study logic enough. Just kidding. Not really. Anyway,
no.
So ghost lighting is both. Ghost lighting is you date, everything's going great, and then they ghost you. And then 3 weeks later, they say, hey, girl, what's going on? You want to get together Friday? And you're like, what the? you've ignored me for 3 weeks. No, you didn't seem like you were all that interested. And so that's all. But no problem. I mean, I just, you know, figured we'd get back together and, let's, and no apology, no explanation. They make you feel like you're the crazy one for even thinking that there was a problem.
What the Florida?
I was just about to say that.
So that's ghost lighting. It's the newest dating trend is to make you feel crazy for even thinking that you thought they were ghosting you in the first place, which they definitely were. So that's your, there's a lot of reasons to stay married. There's a lot of reasons to stay married. It's got to be in the top, like, six. That, I mean, you know, that you love the person, that you made a commitment, that you enjoy them. I mean, you know, things like that matter more. But it's got to be up there that the horror show that is modern dating. Just, you know, if ever you thought about dipping your toe in that water, oh my God, it's all sharks and piranha and lightning strikes.
But then you find that one pearl gem.
Yeah, okay. Here's the funny thing, okay? The advice, it was in part of an advice column, and the advice column was, you know, learn how to, you know, say the obvious, require an explanation or an apology. Don't back down from knowing what you know. You know, don't let your, you know, your eyes are not your lying eyes. Your eyes are your true lies, or your true eyes. But see, here's what's interesting. The actions don't really match words, they say, as one of the identifiers. You know, they're really into you, and then they're gone, and then they're back. And they say, I just got busy. I thought you got busy too, all of that. Here's the thing. The person who ghosts, I mean, if you, listen, this is probably going to come off being a little bit harsh, okay? If somebody ghosts you, you got lucky. Because the kind of person who will do that is absolutely the person you do not ever want to wind up married to. The person you want to wind up married to, ironically, is the person who's willing to tell you what's wrong. The person who's willing to confront you. The person who's willing to challenge you. The person who's willing to have an uncomfortable conversation or get into it a little bit. Like, ironically, the person who's willing to break up with you to your face is the kind of person you want to be married to because they're not going to avoid doing the difficult thing. And they're going to be honest with you. The person who just evades responsibility and runs away and doesn't answer back and doesn't have the awkward, uncomfortable conversation and isn't willing to make you feel bad in order to do the honorable thing. Oh, God, that's the person you definitely never want to marry. Like, that's, ghosting is one of these fantastic, giant, American flag size red flags that you should know. Oh, man, I got so lucky. 'Cause right? Anyway, just a little bit of, you know, dating advice from somebody who hasn't done it in a long time. Okay, but how to make a good marriage and how not to make a good one. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see, what else? Oh, they're talking about maybe using a limited reduction in the filibuster, ending the cloture requirement in the Senate to just for government shutdowns. You know, like we do it for Supreme Court justices, like we've done it for regular old appointments to justices in the past. They're saying, well, maybe we could do it here, you know. Like, you absolutely have to have 60 votes to end debate, to end the filibuster. The cloture rule completely is compelling, except for Supreme Court justices, except for other justices, except for shutdowns, except for days of the week that end in Y, except for days.
What?
You know, and whatever. We'll see. I don't know if they're actually going to do it, but that's been kind of one of the things. Anyway. James Uthmeyer is suing Planned Parenthood. Because Planned Parenthood is running ads saying that modern pharmaceutical abortions are as safe or safer than Tylenol. Because now Tylenol's, you know, some people are claiming quite nuttily that Tylenol is the source of autism or whatever. But he says there's no good evidence for that. And so he's targeting them with $350 million lawsuit for false advertising. $10,000 a piece for 35,000 chemically induced abortions is... That's the idea. So, realistic to actually get a judgment? Pretty thin. Realistic that this is another example of posturing for the base and, you know, building up his street cred for being the tough on, you know, non-conservative things when he runs for election to the point the post he's appointed to right now next year? Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Obviously, that's been the MO all along. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on Highway 29 going southbound, starting around 10 Mile Road, we're starting to see congestion build up as you head toward 9 Mile Road. About a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a project at home you need to work on, you need materials, you need advice, maybe both, go to Pensacola Hardware. They've got all of it. They have been giving people materials and advice for 174 years. 174. Like, it's hard to process that this company has been continually in operation since before the Civil War. I mean, if there's a house in Pensacola that's 100 years old, they probably supplied the supplies for that. 50, 150, anywhere in that vicinity, they probably supplied the... And so they are big on commercial construction, helping people build things for a living, ordering specified products, shipping stuff to your job site, helping you do your job better if you build things for a living or you're a contractor. But also, if you're just an ordinary person, you know, who doesn't build things for a living and needs help on a remodeling project or a repair, they've got your stuff, they've got your advice, they will help you figure it all out, and they speak your language. No problem. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Are you looking for something fun to do this fall? Well, you're invited to our church's Fall Festival. Northstone Baptist Church will provide games and activities for people of all ages. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the hay rides, dunk tank, food trucks, bounce houses, door prize giveaways, and much more. So mark your calendars for Saturday, November 8th from 5 to 8 p.m. We want you to be our guest at Northstone. This fall festival will be located on our church's beautiful 11-acre property in Northwest Pensacola. Our church address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road, so plan to join us this November 8th. For more information about our fall festival, visit our church's website, www.northstonebaptist.org, or check out our church's Facebook page. We do hope to see you Saturday evening, November 8th, for family fun at the Northstone Fall Festival.
Need to move across town, across the country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BVB accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all the surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sense Foundation. Choose a team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com today.
An official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes, and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year, I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you gotta make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Tune in today at 9 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Rob Gregg, the president of the National Association of Veterans Upward Bound, and Amanda McRae, the coordinator for the Veteran and Military Family Service Center from Pensacola State College, will be on the show discussing our veterans and military. This will be a very informative show that you don't want to miss. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
You know how sometimes we say, I grew up watching that, or I grew up on that. I think sometimes you'd have to say, I grew up because of that. 720.
I wasn't thinking that, but you're right.
I saw your eyes light up.
Oh, I know. I was like, oh.
You know, when did John go through puberty? I don't know. When was Charlie's Angels on? 721 on News Radio 92.3. You know I'm not wrong. I mean, I am wrong in a lot of ways.
Well, we know that.
But I'm accurately wrong, truthfully demented. All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. With the government shutdown now in day 38, flights are being canceled nationwide. The FAA has made cuts at 40 of the nation's busier airports. This comes as air traffic controllers and TSA agents continue working without getting paid. I don't believe Pensacola was directly affected by those cuts, but we are potentially seeing some trickle-down effects.
Yeah,
so,
we got flights to and from Miami have already been canceled today, which is certainly a consequence.
Absolutely. So just check on your airlines app or the airport website. Several people reportedly fell ill after a suspicious package was opened yesterday at Joint Base. The package reportedly contained an unknown white powder and political propaganda. A spokesperson says the base was temporarily locked down and investigation is ongoing. And big news in the gaming world yesterday, Andrew. Grand Theft Auto 6 is delayed again. Take-Two announced their highly anticipated game will now release next year on November 19th. It was supposed to release May 26th.
I believe you just say GTA.
Well, I'm old, I don't know.
Oh, man. I remember playing the very first, I think it was just the first time when GTA came
out. Top-down view, the original one?
I think that's it. I know like the third edition was the super popular one or whatever, and playing that and trying to figure out, because it was in the news for being this horrible, terrible thing, and playing a little bit like thinking, no, this ain't great. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And that was back then.
You haven't played GTA 5?
No.
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 You can come over to my house and we can put it on the big screen TV.
I don't need to pick up the prostitute and kill the pimp and drive over the cops and all the whatever. I'm not interested. Not even a little bit. Sorry, John.
Okay. I was going to invite you. David, you're welcome. So
I have a story that, this is a This Day in History story, but it's one that, I'm always a big believer in context, right? And, for example, we talk about how awful politics is right now. And, I like to remind people that, you should go back and, look at, if you can find them. I actually have a book at home of them. But you should go back and look at, like, the political cartoons of, 1795. And you would be amazed at how awful they are. Like, super ferociously mean. It's not new. Ugly politics is not new. Okay. And in fact, sometimes in the past, it's been even worse. I know we look at, protests and riots and violence, and none of those things some of those are okay. Some of them are bad. But it's been bad before. Here's the story. You may not know the story. I happen to live in Alton, Illinois for a long time. It's over the Mississippi River from St. Louis on the north side. And we have the local library is named after Elijah P. Lovejoy. He was an abolitionist. Okay. It's the Lovejoy Library. And on this date in history, he was shot and killed by pro-slavery forces. Here's the background. He was an American Presbyterian minister. He was a journalist. He was a newspaper editor and an abolitionist. And he had set up printing press to publish, you know, anti-slavery tracts to try to persuade people that slavery was wrong. Well, the mob burned his printing press and destroyed it. So this is in St. Louis. So he did another one, and they burned and destroyed that one. And they did another one, and they burned and destroyed that one. So he moved across the river to Alton, which was a free state in Illinois. You know, Missouri is a slave state. Illinois is a free state. Moved across the water to start the Alton Observer newspaper, abolitionist. And on November 7th, 1837, pro-slavery mob attacked the warehouse that he had his fourth printing press in. He and his supporters got into a gun battle with the mob, the pro-slavery mob who crossed the river to attack him. They fatally shot him. He died on the spot and, of course, became a martyr for the abolitionist cause. His brother, Owen Lovejoy, became the leader of the Illinois abolitionists in politics after that. So just, I don't tell you because this is a proud moment in history. I tell you because there's a lot of stuff that's happened in history in America. Some of it is extraordinarily awful. But just think for yourself about how we take for granted freedom of the press today. Like, the notion of firebombing warehouses to destroy printing presses because the person is publishing materials that you disagree with is a little distant for most Americans. Like, it's hard to imagine that. That was so normal, it didn't just happen three times. You know, like four times, and they killed a guy over it. So, I know politics is ugly, politics is bad, but also keep in mind, it can be worse. And I'm glad it's not worse. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're...
Did you know that story? Did you heard that story?
No, yeah. Never.
And it's just like one little story that I happen to know because we lived there, and it's a This Day in History thing. But, you know, it's not the only story like that.
Wow.
So,
Del Lisa Street over in Milton, we've got a garbage truck on fire right now. First responders are on the scene, but they've got Del Lisa Drive shut down. So just be aware of that. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing our typical construction congestion delays, about, I'd say 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home, buying a home, or honestly, you've already been trying to sell your home and it hasn't been working, call Christina Leavenworth and talk to her. Ask her what she can do differently. I've told this story enough now, you may have heard it, but it's true. I asked her the other day, I said, what do you want me to tell people about, you know, what you're doing these days? And she said, honestly, the market has changed. You know, a couple of years ago, it was pretty easy to sell homes, you know, for anybody. And we were doing well in that environment, too. More than 200 homes sold a year. We're now, you know, last year was 165, so not quite as many, but that's because the market has changed. And she said, it's just taking a little bit longer, a little bit more work. And, you know, a lot of people are not getting their home sold. She said that they have had clients come to her after having had a realtor already, which is already amazing and difficult and frustrating, but not just one, but 2, 3, 4, even 5 prior realtors that cannot get a home sold. They come to her. She says, all right, here's what we're going to do, and they get the home sold. But I just can't imagine trying to go through 5 realtors and have to go to a 6th to get your house sold. It should not have to be that way. So, and you, by the way, you don't have to go through 5 first to come to her. Like, you can just go to her first if you want to. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Did we already take our break?
Yeah.
Oh, why didn't
That's
you
why I
that?
Was kind of just looking
just
at you.
To see like, if I'd figure it out on my own.
Well, eventually you would. You'd be like, John. John.
Oh, my God. It's almost like I'm a broadcaster professionally once in a while. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this came up. Was it yesterday we were talking to Rick Scott? Sometimes days, you know, for me. But we were talking about the authority to kill drug dealers, right? The Venezuelan drug boat thing. And I actually did a little bit more research because he had said something that was unfamiliar to me. He gave the idea that there was some basis for executing drug dealers. And he's right and not right. And I went and did some research so I know kind of the backdrop on this. First of all, there's still the felony murder rule. So if you kill somebody in connection with drug dealing, you know, or if somebody dies in the process, like you're still, that's a felony, there's a murder. So that, yeah, you can get the death penalty for that. That's not for being a trafficker because the issue is, where these people, you know, driving these boats out of Venezuela deserve to die, right? That's the question. Do they deserve to die? Have they gotten enough judicial process? Have, you know, is it justified to kill them anyway? There actually is an interesting bit of unclarity in the law having to do with an authority that's never been used for just specifically the crime of drug trafficking without an actual murder involved, which would be the case potentially of these drug boats. But it's never quite been exercised. There's nobody who's ever used it. It's the Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, signed into law by President Clinton. It expanded the federal death penalty, including for people who traffic in a large quantity of narcotics, even if there's not a killing. And there's actually a threshold, like 24 grams of fentanyl would qualify under that law. But nobody's ever done it. So statutorily, the Trump administration might have the authority to pursue the death penalty. Now, that doesn't mean killing the drug boat or destroying the drug. That means arresting, producing a case, getting evidence, and then, you know. But if you accept the possibility that drug kingpins or drug traffickers might be subject to the death penalty, you kind of start to see a path maybe towards the justification of killing them preemptively when they're trying to bring the drugs to the country. So that was interesting to me. I was not aware. I still don't think this is justified. Not yet. He ought to get an authorization for these military force. But that was news to me, and I found it fascinating.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Delays and cancellations for those flying. This woman has a message for lawmakers.
I hope some of those senators and congressmen get stuck because they can't get somewhere, so they'll get there and figure this out and get it going again.
Shutdown reaches day 38 and...
There are various reports that Democrats privately think that it will benefit them the most to let things drag on a little bit longer, especially now that there are problems at the airports affecting so many more people.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. The Senate could take a test vote to end the shutdown. It would include, among other things, money for SNAP and a short-term extension for the rest of the government until January. Republican Congresswoman Lee Stefanik says she's running for governor of New York. In a video shared on social media, she called Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul the worst governor in America. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Pensacola this morning. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Two kids have died after a fire at a mobile home in the Grand Oak Mobile Home Park on Lillian Highway. It happened last night. Firefighters were called to the mobile home park at about 1 a.m. for a fully involved mobile home fire. That was under control within a few minutes of firefighters arriving. ECFR says there were the two fatalities as well as three people taken to the hospital. No information on the victims has been released. A Pensacola man's been sentenced to 25 years in prison for a double stabbing that happened last year. 33-year-old Jacobia Ladrena Newberry was found guilty. Two counts of attempted second-degree murder. Those charges stem from an incident on West Blount Street, August of 2024, where Newberry reportedly claimed he had stabbed one victim in self-defense. The victims had severe injuries, including slashes and stab wounds. Medical officials said they were both lucky to survive. Florida Senator Ashley Moody wants President Trump to let NAS Pensacola's homecoming air show go on as originally planned. She wrote a letter to the president yesterday requesting his consideration to allow the show despite the ongoing government shutdown, which is now the longest in history at 38 days. The homecoming air show was originally scheduled for next weekend on the 14th and 15th. It was. In her letter, Moody said, with it being the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps and NAS Pensacola being the cradle of naval aviation, she said the show is a point of pride for the military and would be important for recruitment and morale. Moody also offered to host President Trump if he would like to attend that show. Well, Florida is suing Planned Parenthood. Attorney General James Uthmeyer announcing yesterday he's filed a lawsuit over the organization's marketing practices. Uthmeyer says Planned Parenthood is misrepresenting the safety of chemical abortion drugs by saying they're safer than Tylenol. He said Florida will not tolerate blatant lies using fabricated medical facts with no scientific basis. Uthmeyer wants the organization to pay a $10,000 fine for each chemical abortion it provided over the last 2 years. Well, if lawmakers aren't working, they shouldn't get paid. That's the idea behind Rick Scott's No Budget, No Pay Act. Scott spoke on the Senate floor yesterday, calling for the bill to be passed immediately. He says it would prevent members of Congress from receiving their checks if they don't do their most basic job of funding the government. Scott blames Senate Democrats for blocking the bill's passage. 7:34, News Radio 92.3. Former NFL star Antonio Brown is facing an attempted murder charge in Miami. The former wide receiver is being extradited from Dubai, where he was arrested yesterday. The 37-year-old allegedly shot someone 6 months ago at a celebrity boxing match. Brown was being held in New Jersey last night. Miami police say no matter who you are, what power or money you might have, if you commit a crime, they say you'll be identified and brought to justice. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the garbage truck fire that happened on, let's see here, DeLisa Road over in Milton. First response, but they've got DeLisa Road pretty well shut down at that area. Let's see here. No more accidents to report to you. Let's take a look at I-10. Eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. This is our congestion delay, construction delay of about 5 to 7 minutes. And Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. And then after you get through the 9 Mile intersection all the way down to I-10, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay to get you all the way down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be looking at a nice day today with warmer temperatures, high near 77 degrees. Small 20% chance of a stray sprinkle overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. For Saturday, small 20% chance of rain, otherwise partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. For Sunday, high near 76 degrees, mostly sunny skies, and temperatures Sunday night dropping into the 40s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
62 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, life on the farm, a kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack, I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm.
She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye.
Before we get to Ryan Jenkins, our monthly update with Ryan Jenkins, I do want to give you a piece of information that I have now confirmed. Janice Gilley, former county administrator, former aide to Senator Doug Broxson, former everything, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, has been appointed to the Board of Trustees for UWF by the governor. It slid through the, it came through the Board of Governors and got approved. And by the way, remember how Doug Broxson is now on the Board of Governors? See, starting to pay off. I will tell you, this was a like hallelujah moment for me because she's going to be, I don't have any more admiration for anybody in public service than for Janice Gilley. She is at the top of my list. So, it's a pretty good test case for me. Like, if you don't like Janice, I know something about you. You know, that's how I look at it. So, this is great news. Anyway, sorry about that. I had to tell because I just saw the news. Let's see. By the way, Rick Outson was the first one to report that. So, always give credit where people do good work. But I have confirmed with Janice that that's true. Okay, let's see. Ryan Jenkins, who is our great friend and farmer up in Jay, Florida. He always joins us, owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. So let's talk about a couple of things that are happening. One is I want to make sure I don't forget this. Tomorrow is a big first-of-its-kind celebration of farming called Roots Day in Santa Rosa County, right?
That's right. Rural Roots Day.
So
what? 2 tomorrow at the experiment station.
So 2 at the experiment station. Tell people where and then tell people what that's going to be.
This is something that Commissioner Rhett Rowell, one of our Santa Rosa County commissioners, working in conjunction with research at University of Florida Research Station there on Highway 182 in Allentown. They're working together, and it's something to just kind of bring more awareness to agriculture in Santa Rosa County. It's going to talk about our heritage. There's going to be all kinds of different things set up there tomorrow. They're going to have a farmer panel where people can ask their questions and talk to us about farming, kind of like what we're doing here, except on a larger scale. And I think it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it and seeing how it all goes. And I just hope that we have a good turnout. It'll be something good for families to come to and spend their day. Like I say, it's from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's we grew up calling it the experiment station, but they call it the research center, the research station. And it's on Highway 182, which is the road between Allentown and Buckla. You can't miss it.
Now, you buried the lead. There's going to be a pie eating contest or a pie baking contest. There's going to be complimentary food, all kinds of activities, tractors, antique tractors, education, all kinds of stuff. Like, it's a big deal. It's first of its kind. So, this is going to be awesome. And, again, tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the UF IFAS Research Center.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock from 10 until 2.
What did I say? I say okay.
You said I thought you said 2, but
I was going fast. I might have screwed it up. 10 to 2. Thank you so much for correcting me.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So we've had you and I had a very painful conversation the last time we were on. I used the comments that you made and talked to Jimmy Petronas about this, but you guys have been suffering in farming because of the tariffs. You guys have been really suffering because of the government shutdown, because the Farm Service Agency wasn't issuing the checks that you guys were really counting on, that you first get as a share of the price of the crop that you're going to get back. I know President Trump had said he was going to work on that. He was going to throw some billions into that to try to make that up. But you tell me, where are we at with as far as tariffs are affecting you, and where are we at with the Farm Service Agency and the effects of the shutdown on you?
We're still in the exact same place we were the last time I talked to you, except it's even worse because the interest is continually accruing. You know, we're paying very high interest on large amount loans. And, you know, typically by now I would have paid a lot of that off as much as a month ago. But, you know, we still haven't received our money for our crops yet. We're at a standstill until – I know I don't know, I call it a soft reopening or whatever. You know, they've opened it up at a bare bones minimum, enough to say that they're open, basically, but there's not enough staff there and there's not enough going on to really affect where we can start getting our payments. So
the carrying cost right that you were expecting to avoid by paying off the principal on these loans to avoid accruing interest, you don't have that money, so you can't pay off the loan. So you're continuing. You're not just not getting what you deserve, but you're going in the red every single day this delays.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, you've worked so hard to get this crop, and now we've got this crop, and we can't get paid for it. So I know it'll come one day when the government opens back up, but it's really, you know, if you were in better shape, things like this wouldn't matter so much.
Right.
But the average farmer's in such bad financial shape that every little thing is just magnified. And so, you know, like I say, that the interest – I know a lot of people don't think there's much to that, but if you got $1 million or $2 million loan out there, you know what? Interest is a big thing, especially as high as the interest is now. So anyway, it's a difficult time, and I know that probably the end's coming sometime soon, but, you know, it's just one more thing to worry about.
Yeah, and by the way, end of the shutdown, I know you mean. And just for people to maybe perspective on this,
correct,
as we hear about people, you know, who live paycheck to paycheck, well, farmer paychecks are once a year, you know, like you live harvest to harvest, and you count on the dates and you count on the revenue. And when that gets pushed around, that's a big adverse effect to an already difficult, you know, difficult circumstance. Ryan,
and
hang on for me for just hang on for just a second. Let me get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
We've got one accident right now on I-10 eastbound right around mile marker number 7. It's off to the side of the road, and I'm not seeing any delays associated with it, but I just wanted you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. You were going to say something after my comment about living harvest to harvest. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, different than most people, if you go buy a car, most of you have monthly payments, and whereas ours are annual payments typically. You know, if we buy a piece of equipment or a tractor or anything else, most farmers are set up on annual payments. So, and a lot of times we'll have them strategically placed for this time of the year when we know we're getting our money in. And so, you know, there's a lot of things there that if the government doesn't open soon, it's really going to affect even worse than what it already has.
Well, we're seeing it with air traffic. We're hearing it from the military. We're hearing it from the SNAP beneficiaries, and we're hearing it from the farmers. And, you know, that's just – anyway, let's talk about other stuff you guys are doing right now. You're done with peanuts? You're almost done with peanuts? Where are you at?
We probably like about 3 days of picking peanuts. When we get this time of the year, they don't dry near as fast because our days are shorter, the temperatures are cooler. The sun angle is different than it is, you know, a couple of months ago or a month and a half ago. So it really takes our peanuts a long time to dry before we can harvest them. And now, you know, I'm seeing here in the north end of the county, at least, I saw this morning, they're predicting a low of 25 on Tuesday morning. So those peanuts that are dug, that are sitting on top of the ground, if they're not really, really dry, a freeze like that can really damage them. And I'm just hoping that we miss the rain today. If we miss the rain, you know, we should have them harvested before then. But if we catch a thunderstorm like they're talking about today, and it's 2 or 3 days before we can get back in the field, then, you know, that'll be something, a bridge that we'll have to cross there. That's one of the problems. Anytime peanuts are not harvested by basically the 1st of November, you know, you start running into these kind of issues and concerns. We just hope we miss the rain today and we're able to finish our harvest before we have a hard freeze next week.
And so the freeze is not so much about things that are in the ground right now, because you're going to get them out in the next couple of days. The freeze concern is it with the moisture left on the peanuts that haven't been able to dry properly because of the decreased sunlight. That freeze would affect those. Would it destroy them, or would it just degrade the quality?
It'll cause damage, and you won't get paid near as much for them.
It'll
hurt the quality. And if you have peanuts that are not dug, you know, they're still green and still have the plant on top of the ground, you know, it'll kill them, and you'll have to dig them pretty much immediately, or you'll lose all those.
Is there any good news? God, it's so bad. I feel so bad talking to you because I get you on the radio and we just find out how much farming sucks these days, you know? And I'm like, I want to do something. And,
well,
you know, can I take some peanuts and put them in my house and dry them out for you? You know, like, I want to help.
Yeah. That's just part of it. I mean, listen, even though with that facing me, there's nothing else on this earth I'd rather do. I love what I do. I'm so fortunate that God called me to be a farmer. And this is just little things, you know. We're at the end. We've had a good harvest season as far as peanuts go. We're in our cotton now. We're working on it. The yields on it are extremely good.
Did you get the price locked in at cotton? Did you get the price locked in at cotton at the right point, or did you pick too low?
No, there hasn't been a right point this year on cotton to make money. But there again, where God's taking care of us. You know, if we'd have had an average crop, we'd have lost a whole lot of money per acre on our cotton crop. But we're having such a good crop this year that I think we'll at least be able to break even on it, which is good. But then you think, I mean, I'm very positive about that. But then you think, you know, in years past, had the markets been normal and the input prices been back where they should be, then this would be a year where you'd make enough money, you could buy a piece of land, you could buy a new tractor, you know, you could pay some bills off, that kind of thing. And so I'm very happy to be in the position I'm in as far as really good crops. If we are going to have bad prices, at least we're having really good crops, and it'll help sustain us.
I'm going to make a joke, but it's not funny. But you ready?
I'm ready. Let me sit down.
All right.
All right,
here's the joke.
Go ahead.
Well, the good news, Ryan, is that at least since you're the one making the cotton and recoup all of your inputs, guys are completely in control of the market, right?
That's right. I wish that were real.
I know.
If it were real, I'd fly down there in my jet and talk to you.
Oh, man.
But it's not real.
No, I know it's not. Anything, you got a farm fact for us? We always like to end on some kind of interesting thing.
I do, and I feel like I always try to keep myself grounded and look at where I've come from, look at where farming's come from. It's good every once in a while to take a snapshot and see how good you're doing, or hey, you're moving the needle forward, or what, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I feel like this is a pretty telltale sign. And 1960 was not that far, not that long ago in the grand scheme of things,
sure.
Right? In 1960, the average American farmer fed about 26 people per year. The average farmer, 1960, 26 people. Today, the average farmer feeds about 165 people.
Man.
So I think that's pretty telling of where we've come from and where we're going. And I feel like that number is just going to exponentially rise with using more and more technology. So
it's a fascinating thing to look at the history of, like, how many farmers it was 100 years ago and who was engaged in farming and how crop yield and technology has dramatically changed since then. But even that, in the last 60 years, a six-fold increase in yield is pretty, I mean, that's amazing.
That's what I think. I think that's something that the American farmer should be proud of.
Absolutely. And we got to figure out how to get you six times more money. that's the thing that we got to
fix. Amen.
Well, you know, Ryan, I always say it, but I really do. I appreciate God. There are people like you that are so committed to farming that even when it's hard, you stick with it, that it's your God-given mission. Because if it weren't for you, you know, my kids wouldn't have clothes and food. And I appreciate that my kids have clothes and food because of people like you. Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Remember, your Roots Day is tomorrow, 10 to 2, at the research station up in North Santa Rosa County. Ryan, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon, before next month if need be, but certainly by next month. And let's hope the rain stays away.
Thank you so much for having us on and for helping us share the word. I appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely. 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to get something done inside your home that has to do with air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, or generator stuff, you know, because you might not think that's what they do, but Peden does all of that stuff. They started in 1969, where Robert Peden basically said, I'm hot and I don't want to be. And so he learned how to do air conditioning, and they turned it into business, and then it grew. And then, of course, you do air conditioning and do heating. If you're going to do heating and air conditioning, I mean, you might as well do electrical. If you're going to do electrical, you might as well do plumbing and generators. You know, so now they do all that stuff. And they've expanded their territory from Panama City east to Tallahassee and all the way west, you know, through, like past us into Alabama. In the last couple of years, they just expanded into Alabama, to Baldwin County, and now into Mobile. So anywhere along the Gulf Coast, if you need any kind of work done, good quality products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee, Peden will take care of you for that. At Peden now, when you choose the repair that their professionals recommend, they will waive the dispatch fee. Plus, you get a full year of SmartCare membership for free. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. 7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, but it is breaking news. Janice Gilley, former county administrator, is going to be, and former aide to Doug Broxson, and gosh, what, former state rep, and you know, all kinds of stuff. I mean, she's one of my favorites, and she is going to be on the board of trustees for UWF. And I really feel like, oh, thank God, because, you know, some of the other appointees. But that's the board of governors. You know, she got put on by the board of governors. Remember, Doug Broxson is now on the board of governors, so this is starting to pay off a little bit. And I'm very excited about this. So good news. Good news. Let's see. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free right now and seeing some delay on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. I expect about a 3 to 5 minute delay in that area. Also, 98 westbound as you approach Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 5 to 7 minute delay there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts, and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at penair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Good morning, 7:58 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. You needed a little sticks in your morning commute. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle because you want one that's got a better sound system so you can play your sticks louder, I know who you are. Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are, you know, maybe 1 to 4 years young, 10 to 40 or 50,000 miles, great condition. That's only what they sell is great condition because they're going to warranty them, include it, to 10 years or 100,000 miles. And really, like, their philosophy is we don't want to just do one deal with you. We want to do one deal with you so good that you come back for a second and a third and a fourth and an eighth and a ninth, you know, like for the rest of your life. We want you to buy your cars from us because we want you to enjoy the experience so much and to feel like you got such great service that you come back. And you can tell. I mean, that was my experience. I bought a bunch of used cars in my life, and it's usually an unpleasant experience. You know, it's degrees of unpleasantness. With Frontier, it wasn't just not unpleasant. It was actually fun. It was nice. It was easy. And that's why I love them. And I would do my best to buy every car I ever buy from them. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? I just had a mosquito fly in my ear. Is that from you?
Yeah, and I don't know where. It just took off. Right. It's over by John now.
Glad he's gone.
Well, President Trump says a deal with pharmaceutical companies Eli Lilly and Nov Nordisk will lower the price of injectable weight loss drugs Zepbound and Wegovy to as little as $350 per month.
Later next year, the White House says eligible Medicare recipients won't pay more than $50 a month for the drugs. And for Medicaid recipients whose states opt in, the cost to patients could be zero.
That's NBC's Liz Kreutz. The list prices on those drugs currently are over $1,000.
All right, very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. Why does Kelsey Grammer get canceled by Brother Andrew? Listen in the Transgressors Memorial Service coming up in about 20 minutes. This should be a good one. Stick around.